Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
With Virgin Mobile. Freedom is calling to brighten up your winter mornings. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, I don't know if you saw this, but a Belfast girl has gone viral after a clip of her playing rock, paper, scissors. She was on a night out. It claimed over, listen to this, 17.3 million views on TikTok. But what's so special about that? Well, I have India Sasha on the line to tell me more. Good morning, Mrs. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. So you're in Belfast?
Yes, I'm in Liverpool at the moment for university, but I'm often in Belfast. That's where I'm from.
That's where you're from? Well, we can tell that by the accent. First of all, India, how old are you?
I'm 21, turning 22 on Sunday.
Good on you. Well, happy birthday for Sunday. And so tell us about these 17.3 million views. What happened when you played rock, paper, scissors in a bar?
Well, obviously being a university student at the moment, it's one of those things where you go on a night out and you want to socialise and you potentially want some drinks and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously the student bank account usually doesn't allow for too many. But one of the tricks that I do is playing rock, paper, scissors with people because it opens a conversation, you get good crack, and sometimes you get a good drink out of it. And the video has since actually went to over 30 million views.
Oh my God. Wow. And so tell us what happens in the video.
So I basically have no fingers on my left hand and people usually rarely notice because I tend to be quite casual with it. I wouldn't usually like be overly hiding it that much that you would kind of have your attention drawn to it. And I'm a very confident person. So I sat down at this bar one Thursday night and I was talking to guys who were asking me what I do, and I said that I do TikTok because I've been making videos for a while. And they said, well, what do you do on TikTok? And I said, well, do you want me to show you? So I basically says, right, we'll play a game of rock, paper, scissors. If you win, it'll be 3-1, so you've got the odds. If I win, you buy me a drink and my friends a drink. And if you win, we'll buy you drinks. So it seems pretty fair. They're thinking, oh, well, we'll get free drinks here. It's 3-1. We're going to win. So then I did a rock, paper, scissors, and upon putting my hand out, they realised there was no winning. Like, nobody's going to win this.
You said there at the start, it opens up a conversation. Mm-hmm. Is that important to you?
Yes. Well, a major thing of why I do TikTok is to begin a conversation because there's still lack of normalisation around disability. People still find it shocking kind of to see it online, to see it used in advertising with influencers or models, and also the effects of disability on people whenever they don't see people with disabilities. And obviously a big factor of that will be having other people who maybe don't have disabilities or don't have this particular disability being aware that, yes, it exists. It's not all bad, and I will tell you what it is so that next time you don't feel like you need to stare at someone, your questions are answered and we're more educated for the better.
Yeah, I mean, we still have a long way to go. I think we're making progress. I mean, disability is still really unrepresented, despite around 20% of people having a disability. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me, what was it like being a young girl and growing up, like, you know, with your disability?
Yep.
How did you cope with all of that?
Well, it was quite tough, especially kind of the school thing. It was actually more tough in primary school versus going to secondary school. I often received some bullying. I was beat up a few times in and out of school. I felt quite isolated. I never felt like I fitted in anywhere. I was always trying to do what I can to maybe fit in more. And I was never truly known about myself because I was just almost mirroring those around me that I felt had already been accepted by society. And I actually struggled with depression through my younger teens from 13 to 16. So it's something that really matters to me because obviously it's had such a big personal effect and I don't want that for generations to come.
Well, good on you. I mean, that must have been really hard to go through. I mean, a really difficult period in your life as a young woman, you know, 13 years of age and then have to cope with all of that. Was there an incident or a moment where you said to yourself, you know, I have to embrace it now and get on with it and make a difference? Was there a moment in your life or did something happen or was it after secondary, was there a moment you can think of?
I would say it's more of an incremental kind of building on your confidence and little tiny actions. I would love there to be kind of one size fits all, like this is one thing that I did, you can do, that will give you the confidence to accept yourself and just be happy in life regardless. But it really is like a work in progress. But TikTok has even, for me, give me that boost, because I had, yes, I had negative comments, plenty of them. But people had accepted me, more people that had accepted me than I had ever expected. And I seen that there were so many people out there that wanted more of this and wanted to learn, and people who were like me that wanted to see somebody do all this.
That must feel great when, you know, you're representing those people as well, and they see you and they're like, oh, my God. Do you get a lot of comments from them and messages from them, other people with disabilities?
Yeah, that was that's one of the main like motivators. Like, I get DMs all the time. Most of the time, it's actually from, it's either from teenagers around my age or slightly younger, or from parents that have just like brought in a new child to this world who happens to have something similar to me, and they're just so eager to get some sort of information or some sort of confirmation that their child's going to be okay in life.
Oh, it's so nice to hear a positive story from social media, because, I mean, it can be quite a cesspit, can't it? Like, it can be quite negative, and a lot of negative things happen. But to give people a platform and create that community is pretty special, isn't it? And needed.
Yes, definitely. It's definitely needed. And in modern age, where everybody that is the next generation is online, it's especially essential to reach those.
Now, if you could go back, right, and speak with that girl, that 13-year-old girl who's going through that, and give her some advice, what would you have said to her?
I would say, would you wise up and start living your life?
Wise up? Wise up and start living your life. It's harsh,
more.
But it's good advice.
Yes.
Good on you.
Thank you.
So tell me about Liverpool. What are you doing over there, and what's the plan for the rest of 2022 for you, Missy?
Well, I'm studying business at the moment in the University of Liverpool. And I've always wanted to be my own boss. I don't like being told what to do.
Good on you.
And I like being creative and stuff. So I'm just kind of continuing on with TikTok. Just landed in my lap, and it just so happened that I love business. So I'm using TikTok to build my own marketing career with my own company. And also specialising in disability representation with myself, and encouraging other people to go and to join this community, and pushing brands to be more inclusive as well, because that's just as important as social media.
Are you now with an agency? Did I read that right? Are you with an agency at the moment?
Yes, I'm with modelling agency Zebedee Talent. They specialise in people who are unique, such as disabilities or skin conditions or gender. They're just very forward thinking with trying to put more people out there.
Good on them. Good on them. So where can people follow you?
At India Sasha on TikTok and Instagram.
Listen, you're an absolute legend. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to come and chat to me. I wish you the very best of luck and enjoy your student days. I'm very jealous. Enjoy every moment, okay?
Thank you. It's been good crack.
Bye. Bye, love. Bye. There we go. That was India Sasha, a Belfast girl and self-proclaimed CEO of One Hand Humour. India Sasha, she went viral on TikTok with a clip of her playing rock, paper, scissors. Now has over 30 million views. Just incredible. And that one is 21 years of age. Oh my days. She is destined for greatness.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.